passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
The hour has arrived, and it's a story that is interesting. Kelly leaves UCLA to go to Ohio State. He's replaced by Deshaun Foster, a beloved player who, interestingly, left the program a couple weeks ago. And Bruce Feldman told us 3 hours ago that he was told he wouldn't get the job in the event that Chip Kelly left. And there has been a lot of speculation he would get run out. So suddenly today, a program that's underwater, that's about to make the jump, thanks to its big brother, to the Big Ten, elevates Deshaun Foster. For what reason, we are trying to figure out. So we're joined by Mark Shipper from Fifth Down. And Mark, always good to talk to you, but you follow this program a lot more closely than we do. Can you unpack all this and make sense out of it?
Well, I can't unpack all of it and make sense of all of it, but I have a little bit of insight in terms of what's going on. It was, as you said, was a surprise. Deshaun Foster's name was not really talked about during this very fast coaching search that happened, and UCLA talked to a lot of people. I was hearing many things and some fairly advanced talks with some people, and then woke up today and Deshaun Foster was the head coach. So part of what's happening is UCLA is in a little bit of a tight spot for the next few years, and what I think is going on here is, well, there's an opportunity to give Deshaun a shot, a UCLA legend who's been in the program for a while as a coach as well, but also there's a assistant coaching situation. Chip Kelly's guys are signed up to contracts. The buyouts probably were not going to happen. So whoever came in to coach was going to be saddled with the coaching staff, and Deshaun Foster had worked with these guys and he's got some other qualities. So I think that probably had a large factor in why UCLA decided to give him a shot in this situation.
Listen, Mark, I understand why they made the move to the Big Ten. It makes a lot more sense now, considering there's really nothing left of the Pac-12. But how prepared is this program going to be? That's a quantum leap.
Yeah, there's going to be an adjustment, and it's they're not in the best place to do it right now. But the fact of the matter is, they were under an even worse place to do it with Chip Kelly as head coach. For people on the outside looking in, Kelly's relationships outside of the football building with his coaching staff, coaches like Kelly. Kelly's name is good in coaching circles. But in terms of everything else a head coach does, a coach you'll see, things like Kirby Smart does and Nick Saban did so well, Chip Kelly did none of it, raising funds, recruiting, et cetera. So the timing's awkward. It's a bit of an ugly circumstance. But the fact of the matter is that the first step to getting ready for the Big Ten was getting ready to Chip Kelly and preparing for the future, and now UCLA just has a few years with the contracts to get over with, and then they can start making a real plan going forward. And if Deshaun ends up working out, all for the better. But if not, it's probably going to be a couple of seasons before they can make their real push.
We were out at the Rose Bowl a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to some people that go to UCLA games, and they said nobody goes to the games. Maybe having some Big Ten marquee schools pop into the Rose Bowl, it might help that. But is this program DOA, or do you think Foster at least can generate some money, some excitement to give them a fighting chance?
Yeah, that's another big element to his hire, which is, you're absolutely right, people had stopped going to the Rose Bowl, and that was a Chip Kelly situation. There was just no connection between the program and the school, and more importantly, between the program, the season ticket holders, the boosters, and everybody who was going to fill up the NIL. And then Chip, of course, started out abysmally. He had three of about the worst seasons in UCLA history and recovered with three mediocre seasons that were touted as excellent seasons. So Chip being gone is it's always a refresher when a new coach comes in. The fact it's Deshaun, you'll get a lot of internal support just for that fact. They don't want to embarrass him and leave him high and dry. And I think people are ready to donate. They just need a football program with a plan and a future. So another big element to this, Paul, is UCLA is changing its chancellor. July 31st is here, and they're going to get a new chancellor for the first time in about 17 years. their current chancellor, Gene Block, has been about as unsupportive of football as a chancellor could be. So there's hope that a new guy comes in, realizes the historical place of football at UCLA, which used to be a big deal out there, and points a little more focus towards the program, resources, et cetera, and UCLA has a chance to compete.
And Mark, maybe because I was just there, but you know, that is an incredibly difficult market. I mean, just in football alone, UCLA is clearly and always has been in Southern Cal's shadow, as confusing as that program is at the moment. But you have two professional teams, the beloved Rams, and now you have Harbaugh on the other squad. And I'm not even talking about the Dodgers, which are the showcase of Major League Baseball right now, the Lakers, which are always a story. And I just don't know how anyone running that program, whether it's Foster or you know, bringing back the ghost of Terry Donahue or Pepper Rogers, can get anybody excited.
Well, they can. There's one trick to getting attention in LA, and that's winning football games. And anytime UCLA has won football games, UCLA has been supported. I want to get the year right. I believe 2014 was kind of the high watermark of the Jim Mora era. He had everybody excited. He was recruiting top 10 football classes. UCLA was winning bowl games. They beat USC 3 years in a row. In 2014, UCLA led the Pac-12 in attendance at something like 75 or 77,000 a game. So they were number one in the league in attendance and revenue boost, and there was a lot of excitement, and the Mora era fizzled out and the Kelly era came in. So that's all it is in LA. You got to win. So you got to recruit some local guys, some fun guys, win football games, but you will get support in Los Angeles if you win. People turn out.
Okay. Well, then they get to enjoy that long drive out to Pasadena from Malibu and Beverly Hills. Mark, thanks for coming on always. Great to talk to Mark Shipper, one of the most knowledgeable people on the history of college football and on this subject. We'll take a short break. Your phone calls are right around the corner.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
AJ is up next.
Good afternoon, Paul. You know, Paul, I'd like to do something here, Paul.
Yes, AJ.
I've got some issues like John does, Paul. Got a couple of issues. I wanna bring let's bring out the real truth and description of entrapment, Paul. You know, kinda like putting AJ in a box, Paul. Because that's exactly what Nick Saban did. He put them players in a box. And legends shaking in his pink high heel boots and his G string and his belly button pierced with his nose ring in because he don't want to exactly put where the blame needs to go onto. And that's Nick Saban. I told you a couple of weeks ago that Grubworm was out of there. You said, no, you shot me down and you said, no, there's no proof to that. At the time, there wasn't. There was proof. Because the proof came out yesterday. But Nick Saban drove that Titanic there in Tuscaloosa. He drove it into that iceberg over there. And he just looked, he realized the repercussions of it. And so he tells DeBoer, well, since I can't get Grubworm hired, you got him hired. What a great man you are. But y'all come into my office and let's talk about this. Because you cannot absorb another mass exodus and everybody start jumping ship. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait till the foolish portal that I opened up, we're going to wait till the window closes, and then we'll announce that Grubworm's going to climb out of his hole and he's going to go, because we've got to trap these players. And that's exactly what it was, Paul. You know it was. He trapped them. DeBoer lied to him. Well, let's just not say he lied to him. Let's just say they didn't tell the whole truth. There's a difference, I guess, there. That's a poker play, I guess. But that's exactly what happened to him. And there's no doubt about it. Now I'm positively sure of how scum of the earth about his own players that he claims that he loves, that he cares about, that he wants to develop into men. He didn't give a damn about them. He don't give a damn about them now. And that's proof. And what we're going to see in that spring portal when it comes open, we're going to see exactly who felt entrapped. And I guarantee you, Ryan Williams would have never signed, recommitted, had he known what was going on. Ryan's not only the one. Some of them Lancsters over there. You remember that Junction Boys with Bear Bryant? Okay, the Lancsters Boys with Nick Saban, they would have never stayed. I mean, it's clear. Milroe would have went pro if he'd have known all this. So next time Tuscaloosa thinks they're fooling my ass, they can kiss it in the same process. War Damn Eagle.
Annie is up next.
Hey, Paul. John got me a little upset, but there are other things more important than John and his dumb opinion on the national anthem. But you remember you called me from Tuscaloosa? You were with my granddaughter?
Oh, I do remember that. That was amazing.
Well, it was amazing. It was amazing for me, and I watch you every day and
Thank
listen
you.
To these crazy people. But her sister, we lost her sister 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
To cancer. She was 37 years old,
oh,
and she
no.
had a set of twin girls that oh. were 12. So it's been a very difficult 3 weeks, and it has been very difficult for my granddaughter that graduated from Alabama. So, and I appreciate all your prayers and your concerns. And one thing that I remember that I laugh about often, Paul, and I'm so glad this, you know, I'm a big sports fan, and I'm a big Auburn person, and I love basketball. I love all the sports, and I get all my information from you. But this show is about more than that. It's about people caring about each other. But do you remember the day that you called the lady the fire plug instead of saying she was a firecracker?
I do remember that. I sure do, yeah.
I sit here very often, and every time I think about that, Paul, I called you that day, I get hysterical. Was that Pat that you called the fire plug?
Yeah, I did not do it purposely. I just had that name, fire plug.
Oh, I know you didn't. That's why it was so dang funny about it. You did not do it on purpose. You sure didn't. But and every day I tell my kids, they'll say, you didn't talk to Paul today, did you? And I said, no, because I'll soon be 82. I'm a young 82. I'm not an old 82. But I enjoy your show so much. And like I said, there's a lot more to this show than just about sports. Sports is important.
Well, and, I'm glad you called. And I distinctly remember that day when we talked. And I'm so sorry about your loss. But I really do appreciate your characterization because – yeah, it is about sports, but I feel like, unlike some other shows, we have been able to get past that, and I deeply appreciate your thoughts.
I think this show is you know, it's about a lot more than that, a lot of good things, but I'd certainly disagree with old John. I thought Reba.
I think
didn't
we all would. I think Reba's pretty remarkable.
Oh, she is. She is. Well, I'm so glad y'all took my call, and I'm glad I got to talk to you. And I'll be listening, and I'll call you again
Thank
another
you, Annie.
Day.
You're an inspiration to all of us who look toward 82 and now think we want to be just like Annie.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
You be well. You
bye-bye.
Take care. So John called out Reba. Who is an American icon. We got a couple of tweets. Drew just slamming him. Called him a bum. Okay. Jeffrey saying, did John really call Reba pathetic? You're right about screening the calls better. Sheila just went crazy. What an absolute jerk, John from St. Louis. Have you ever sung the national anthem? First, it's a tough song, which it is. You are biased. She is all about USA, our troops, and I saw it. I mean, I thought she did a really good job. I mean, have there been better, but there have been a lot worse, too. It is a very tough song. Ricky, who knows a little bit about music because he used to be in a band. Ricky, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I tell you, man, John he got some issues, man.
He does.
This is the same guy who want John Fogerty to do the halftime show, but he called Reba a has-been.
Yeah, he called Neil Young. He said Reba was old and pathetic, and Neil Young Neil Young looks like they just dug him up.
I bet you that John Fogerty is older than her.
I guarantee he is.
So I don't know how.
I mean, Reba is 68. I'm betting Fogerty's in his 70s, and we're about. He's only 78.
Okay. All right. So So how is she a has-been and he's not? I'm just wondering.
John had a great career, and then the 70s came.
Yeah, right. Now, about Legend now. Legend, he kind of trashed on Kelce, huh? What did he say that he was?
Well, I mean, he said Kelce's got some issues. And by the way, I don't really approve. I mean, Kelce and Andy Reid have a – I thought Kelce looks like he's got a couple of screws loose that may need to be tightened. And I feel badly for Taylor because she seems a little bit innocent based on her music.
Yeah.
And I've studied it pretty closely, and I just hope he doesn't give her another breakup song.
Well, Paul, you know, that description that he gave Travis Kelce kind of sounds like an Alabama fan, don't it?
Well, listen, Ricky, let's diagnose that for a second. And I think everyone knows how much I appreciate Legend. But Legend, in really another bad day for Alabama when they lose the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach, who, by the way, what was the key to Washington last year? The offensive line and the offensive play calling. And I agree,
exactly.
DeBoer is very talented, but he's got better things to do than call the plays. And
right.
Legend tried to blame it on a guy that hasn't been there in 3 years.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody got to get the blame. But hey, Paul, I just wanted to say something about the halftime show. I'm not an Usher fan. I may know one song, and that was the last one, but I just wanted to say something about my alma mater, the Sonic Boom of the South came to the halftime show and did okay with it. I had no idea they was going to be on there. They kept that a secret here in Jackson.
That was cool.
I couldn't believe that all those kids kept it a secret.
I'm glad you mentioned it. By the way, I mean Usher's not exactly a young guy. He's got some moves.
Yeah, you know, but I just thought that those kids are gonna remember
that was great.
For the rest of their lives to be in a halftime show.
Oh yeah,
at a Super Bowl.
When I was out at the Tournament of Roses parade, everybody said this is a memory you'll take the rest of your life, and I'm trying to remember what I did there. I mean, the halftime show, 130 million people watching around the world. It's a big deal. Hey, thanks. We're up against the break. A few more minutes remaining right here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.